On June 27, 1943, a B-17 Flying Fortress fell from the sky and crashed on a Randolph hillside. The plane was flying to Bangor, Maine, before heading on to the war in Europe. 7 crew members managed to parachute to safety, but 3 others died. In 1991, a marker was placed near the site, and ever since then, a Memorial Day service has been held here.
This is our 23rd consecutive year for honoring the veterans that gave their life for our country who died right on this hill. And thank you for coming, thank you for honoring, thank you for remembering them.
About 100 people attended this year's ceremony. Among the speakers was a local resident who survived another World War II-era plane crash. 90-year-old Azel Hall was a gunner on a B-29 in the Pacific. Several of Hall's fellow crew members perished in the crash. He credits his survival to Providence. And he says the idea that he was fortunate enough to live stuck with him, even after he returned home to Randolph to open a garage which he operated for many years.
I always felt that I owed somebody something somewhere. So every day in the garage, we would do something for somebody for nothing. And I've always thought in my life ever since that it doesn't do any harm to do a little something for somebody.
Local resident Nan Gwynn was among those who came to listen to Hall's recollections. Gwynn has attended every year since the first service in 1991.
I come here to honor my father, my former husband, my maternal grandfather, and my paternal grandfather. I think that honoring our veterans should be part of who we are.
After the prayers and remembrances, people stayed for a barbecue, enjoying the first fair day after a stretch of cold, rainy weather. And a few took the short hike to the place in the woods where, on another fair day, in June of 1943, 3 airmen lost their lives serving their country. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.